This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.
Hello and welcome to The Pulse on URN. I'm David and today I'm joined by Shona, Emily and Jack. I've got a story for the panel about the perception of feminism by the British public. This is the news that according to data collected by the polling company YouGov, 54% of people do not consider themselves feminists, and that more people consider the term feminist insulting than complimentary. The recently published data from the polling company was split into two actual questions, two polls, the results of which are as follows. The percentage of those asked who considered themselves feminists was 31% admitting that they considered themselves feminist, 54% responding with no, I do not consider myself a feminist, and 15% admitting that they are unsure. In the other poll, the question centred around people's opinions of the word feminist itself. 19% considered it an insult, 15% a compliment, 52% neutral, and 13% again were uncertain. Despite this, nearly half of people surveyed believe that feminism has made the working experience better for women. But people acknowledge that there is still more to be done. 54% of respondents to the survey admitted that women are still at a disadvantage in the workplace and get fewer promotions than men. Now, this is the statistic I find the most shocking, and I will ask opinions on the statistics themselves in a moment. Only 81% of people, I think this is a low number, just to start off with. 81% of people agree that men and women should be equal in every way. A figure that I believe is lower than expected. Just to clear that up before I say it's a shocking figure and people accuse me of thinking it's high. Over a half of the respondents believe that there is still a need for feminism today, although not much over a half, I should point out. So, are there any statistics in there that surprise you? And do you think that this is representative of perhaps the university? Do you think that you've seen more or less action on behalf of the feminist cause?
I've probably seen more feminist action on campus than I have. Well, I don't know. Maybe because feminism has kind of grown a bit while I've been at university, it's hard to distinguish what's happened. But it's definitely a present on university. But I find that shocking, the 81% quite shocking. I'd like to meet someone that, you know, didn't think that.
I can actually understand why some people would think it would be an insult, because as a theory, okay, it means men and women should be equal, but then you get feminist... Well, okay, I've got to be quite careful what I say.
I think I know what you were trying to say there.
It's like...
Let me bring the bleeper up.
No, it's that they're supposed to be equal, but it's like... I just think that they have completely double standard sometimes. I'm going to be very careful with what I say, but it's not always back to the theory that men and women should be equal. So I think that I can understand why people would feel insulted.
So can I just quickly clarify? This isn't to be accusatorial or anything, but, and I do agree with this sentiment, that the term equal in every way is slightly misleading, because there are things in which people genuinely cannot be equal. There might be, due to a perception bias, you know, due to the fact that people as a whole are more trustworthy of a certain section of the population. It can be men, it can be women, it depends on the certain particular job, that people aren't going to be equal in every way. And that's not necessarily... can be, but not necessarily a negative thing. I think that's what you were trying to get
at. Yeah, because if you have an example, like say there's a small business and they've employed a young woman, and you know she's working, like considering getting pregnant very time soon. If a small business can't afford to, you know, pay her maternity leave and keep the business going, then you kind of have to consider that aspect. Okay, is the business going to fall under because they can't afford to, you know, pay this woman? Or, you know,
but I think like
they not hire
government
her?
Can like take action on that and like help small businesses out. I think it's like maybe equal opportunity, and then, but that's not necessarily what we have at the moment. But I would say I'd find it maybe offensive if someone was to say to me, "Oh, you're such a feminist." Not because I don't define myself as a feminist, but because people that say that maybe have a negative idea of feminism. So I think it really comes down to like what people's opinions of feminism is.
again, the question asked was a fairly neutral. It wasn't to do with tone of voice being, you know, being accusatorial or being negative in the tone of voice. It was the perception of the word feminism and feminist. So, yes, admittedly, it is less than one in five people who thought that it was insulting.
But it's nearly one in five.
Yes, it's 19%. It's very nearly one in five. But it's still less than one in five people that thinks that it's complimentary. The fact is that over half of people on that particular survey said that they thought it was a neutral word. And by that, I would take to mean it can be both. It is, or not even can be, it is fairly evenly split. So about 50% of the times you'll hear it, it'll be positive, and 50% of the times it'll be negative.
I think it's quite interesting how it shows like there's a disparity between what people see as equality and what people see as a feminism. And hopefully like campaigns like He for She will maybe change that a bit.
I think I remember reading something, I can't remember where, it was a quote, an anonymous quote. I can't remember the whole thing, but it said how to some, equality seems like oppression if you've always been on top or always been the dominating gender, which I think is quite interesting.
I think that's definitely true. You can see it like in people's comments when they're talking about equality, like it's not equal when people have affirmative action, for instance, but is that fighting for equality or is that taking away equality?
Well, that was one of the questions I was going to ask. Affirmative action, or as I believe it is more commonly known, positive discrimination. The concept of having certain... It can be both genders. That there are, for instance, all women shortlists for certain parliamentary seats. Does it engender a good... maybe a bad choice of word in engender. But does it imply, as some people suggest, that these people, these women, wouldn't be successful enough on their own if they competed against men? Or does it suggest that... Does this very fact that these exist in the first place suggest that perhaps the fight is a little more unfair and imbalanced in the first place?
I think it suggests that maybe there's blocks in like people and women being able to achieve things. So I don't know. I don't see positive discrimination as a bad thing, personally.
I just think it's interesting that why is it that there's so like. It's like I don't know exactly what the percentage is, but men are earning more than women still. Like they're. The statistics just are always in favour of like men being more successful and things like that.
Well, one thing suggested in the office while we were discussing this story was that generally it is because of one reason that's been mentioned due to maternity leave, in particular over paternity leave, but also that the percentage of men or the percentage of jobs that are full-time in which men work are far larger or larger, it doesn't have to be far larger, than the percentage of jobs worked by women in full-time rather than part-time to fit around pregnancy or to fit around other problems, because any person can have something that requires them to work part-time rather than full-time. So the fact is that it was suggested that it's not that equality isn't there yet. It is that whilst these blocks exist biologically, there's never going to be pure equality because women will be more timid and employers will be more timid in employing women in full-time jobs. But I would have to agree that the government and the businesses themselves should be helped in stopping that kind of problem. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
There was an article in the Telegraph, I can't remember how long ago, quite recently though, but it's saying how once a big business or a big corporation had one female CEO, it made it pretty much impossible for any other female to get on that board. You could have, so even though that they can then stand up and say, oh, look at us, we do have a female on our board, it makes that still like, what, say 11 males, one female, it's not, that's not equality.
Yeah. I'd also say, maybe back to the original thing about the survey, maybe people define feminism as active feminism, like radical feminism, like, and even if you see yourself as a feminist or equal, you wouldn't define yourself a feminism because you're not active or something along those lines.
This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.